When you're a husband and wife trying to get out of debt, that can lead to some contention.
Ooh.
And did we have some today?
She oh, yeah. She just didn't want to give up, you know, a few little nice things.
Chelsea, I get why you had her back. But I'm just like, once again, the man's doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then we also. We also learned a little bit about each other this morning when we did the staff quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And do you believe that there's people out there who have never had a headache?
They it's don't so work crazy. Here.
We talked about that this morning. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Trying to get out of debt. That is what we have up today. And am I wrong? That's when someone is going through something. They call us up. They make us all a part of it. And then you get to judge them and tell them if they're wrong or not. That is why Caitlin is on the air with us this morning. Caitlin, what's going on? Why are you on Am I Wrong today?
So, you know, like I said, me and my husband are trying to work hard on paying off our debt.
Okay.
Nice.
And there's, I guess, there's just certain things that a woman needs, you know. So I am guilty of getting, you know, my coffee drinks every morning. Mm. I still do that.
Okay.
I did get my nails done last week.
Okay.
And, you know, I did get my hair done.
Like, what are the things that you guys agreed on cutting out to save money to pay off your debt?
We didn't really...
Did he honestly tell you no more hair, no more makeup, no more coffee, no more nothing?
I mean, he definitely told me about the coffee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because he said that's frivolous, you know, because I can make coffee at home, he says.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Right,
Very true.
Good coffee.
I mean, with all the stuff they sell now, like, you can totally make your own.
Right.
But... I cannot, like, there's just certain things a woman needs. I have to get my hair done. I have mm-hmm. to do my nails
mm-hmm.
and my coffee drink. It just honestly gives me the motivation to, like, go to work sometimes.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, okay, at least I can get my coffee drink and it, you know, it makes the day a little better. I thought, but you know, and I'm really good about saving money on other things. Like, I really cut down. I used to be, like, really bad about buying a ton of clothes and makeup, and I've totally cut down on that. So I feel like I'm, you know, I'm doing good on other parts of it.
How much did your nails cost? Like, was it an expensive nail job or what are they called?
I was going to say, can we break down the spending?
So with tip, it was $120.
What are you getting done? Are you doing full acrylics and gel and all that stuff?
I did SNS pedicure, yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, that's with a pedicure. So
okay, but if your husband were to secretly spend $120 behind your back?
And that's also including the coffee that you're saying.
But they last like 3 weeks, and
Hold up now. Someone needs to represent her husband in this.
I follow the girl math.
How much was the hair job?
Bingo.
Hair job?
Oh, well, so the highlights, so those are really expensive. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But
we need a number
here.
Come on,
we need a number.
Come on.
It was $220.
No! Oh, man!
No.
We're at $340 right now.
Yeah,
and we haven't even included the coffee.
You have to tip
these
it
guys
though.
Are psychotic.
And hypothetically, how many days of the week are you buying coffee?
At least 4.
You're right. Wrong. So you've dropped about $350 when you're trying to get out of debt that your husband doesn't know about.
And that's just in hair and nails. Okay. Don't forget the coffee.
Hold on. Because I have spent hundreds on my hair, but you do a lived-in blonde, and that means you only have to get your color done every 3 to 4 months, and it's still going to look absolutely gorgeous. He has to get his hair cut every other week. Otherwise, he's going to look homeless.
Yeah.
You can do the bowl cut.
How much does your husband spend on his hair?
$12.
I mean, honestly, I think the last time was maybe 20 with tip.
You can't compare the two. This isn't 2020. We're not living in our homes anymore.
Really,
what sacrifices is he making for you guys to get out of debt?
He's definitely cut down on going out to eat. Like, he made that his thing where he would always go out to lunch for work.
Okay.
That's an easy $40 there.
Yeah, he stopped that. He's controlled himself on buying, like, video games and things like that.
Another $70 each there.
Saving his money.
So
he's doing good on those things. And I mean, I don't know what he's doing behind my back.
Probably
but.
Nothing.
Everything that you just mentioned.
Has he been miserable lately? Because then you know he hasn't been doing anything.
Everything that you just mentioned is frivolous stuff.
What I'm hearing is your husband is holding up his end of the bargain, and you're just like, whatever.
I wouldn't say that because I am trying on other things. Like I said, I'm not buying clothes anymore. I'm not buying makeup. And I would buy a lot of that stuff.
Makeup alone can cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we can go round and round and round about this all morning long. But Am I Wrong is about the people getting to vote. So, Caitlin, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear all the calls and all the texts that come in. And we'll find out, are you wrong for lying to your husband about the money that you're spending as you guys are trying to get out of debt?
You work it that way, Kelly. Yeah, she's wrong.
100%. I follow the girl math. Girl's still saving money.
So hold on, Caitlin, okay? Holy cow, the texts are pouring in already. 320-656-9453 is the phone number. Let us know. Is Caitlin wrong? Wait, was her name Caitlin? I totally forgot. I was reading all these names
on
the text.
Like, holy cow.
Hair, coffee. Meanwhile, this guy is living like scorched earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You guys, this is crazy.
She is? She wants to know, is she wrong? And I'm telling you, the texts are not being kind. Here, let's take this phone call quick, and then we'll get into some of these texts. What do you think? Hello?
So everybody's in, like, some kind of debt, right? We're all trying to, like, get out and save money and, you know. But, like, woman to woman, like, I get my hair done. I get my nails done. I get coffee. I've cut down on coffee. I feel like we're the same person. but, like... guys don't, like, have that expense. So, like, they don't get, like, that kind of stuff. So,
thank you.
And I feel like that should be, like, that's part of your, like, what you wear as a woman. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's wrong. Yeah, you could, like, maybe don't do as extravagant of, like, nails. And maybe you don't need, like, the deluxe pedicure. Caught a couple bucks,
mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think she's wrong, and I don't know. That's just kind of. Yeah.
I love the input. I love the input.
I love that.
Because she is getting scorched on text right now, so I'm glad that someone has her back.
I bet she is, and I know a lot of people in the same boat. I don't think it's an uncommon thing. I just don't think there's a lot of people that I know that say the same thing to me. Like, you spend so much money on your hair, so much money on your nails, and it's like, if it makes me happy and I, like, love waking up every day and going to work every day and, like, being me, like, I'm gonna do it.
All right, that is good input. That's what we're looking for. 320-656-9453 is the phone number. I'm not allowed to say Yas Queen anymore, otherwise I'd have given her one for
you
sure.
She
sounded super fabulous. Do you guys see any texts coming in?
So many. Oh my gosh.
Any good ones that you could fill us in on?
Let's
Caitlin
see
texted in. Oh, heck no. Either they're gonna be on the same goal or they're not. Being a pampered princess isn't a necessity.
Ooh.
110% wrong. Holly said, girl math or not, that's selfish. And Tyler said, she is wrong. And so is Chelsea. She also said, spending money behind her husband's back when they're trying to save. I don't care about girl math. There are cheaper options.
When we get her back on the phone, we get them, like, because, like, are they struggling financially or are they just trying to get out of debt?
Sounds like they're just trying to, like,
that's two different things.
That is two different
debt.
Things.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's interesting because Amy texts in too. She's like, you know, the lady can push her nail fills out every 3 weeks. I agree with the nails. That's a little crazy. She can get her coffee twice a week if it's a treat, a really big deal. And then with your hair, there's certain things you can do to kind of push that out, so you only have to do 3-4 appointments a year instead of every 4 weeks. So kind of cut down on the maintenance
thing. I got to give my wife credit. When we were going through the hardest of financial times,
sure,
she didn't get her hair did. She didn't get her nails did.
Ooh.
She just toughed it out because she knew that we were going through some tough times.
Becky's throwing this in. Too many unknowns here. Some guys spend a ton on hobbies such as fishing.
Yep.
Which gets spendy. Okay. Hunting, your boats, your cars. all that other stuff. She did say she is cutting out on clothes and makeup and a ton of other things. So she is cutting out money. I don't know what this dude's cutting out, but...
Well, she told us he's not buying video games anymore. Right. So that's... He's not going out to eat for lunch anymore. Right. That's a good savings right there.
I think also, telling somebody that they need to alter their appearance for the worse...
No, you just got
to
find new ways...
To save money is ridiculous.
I don't think he ever said that, though. He never said you have to alter your right. appearance. He just
not
said we have to
save money. Getting your hair done?
He didn't say you got to look like butt so that we can save money. He just said, hey...
I think guys don't understand women's hair
Get some Prel in that hair and let's be done with it.
Don't they have like a 7-in-1 shampoo like most guys have?
Oh,
like
gross. That?
Just rip it up. It's fine.
Terrible. Now, I had a hairstylist from a high-end salon tell me one time.
You have like 3 inches of hair.
This was back when I had hair. This person told me all shampoo is exactly the same.
It's Damn. Not. It's Th- not.
And that's what you think.
And you can follow my podcast with the experts,
Therapy
Podcast. It is not created equal.
I look forward to that
Bad
podcast.
Bad for your scalp health,
Sounds super
too.
Interesting. All right. Let's get 320-656-9453. Keep the calls. Keep the texts coming. What's up? Do you think she's wrong?
Oof. I mean, it's going to depend on like how much money we're both bringing in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because if getting that done is taking away a good chunk of money compared to both of our incomes, then yeah, that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason, you know, we're making a good chunk of money and, you know, that's like, I don't know, like a drop in the bucket compared to all of our other bills, then no, I wouldn't care too much.
Aww,
but what
I like
about
that.
The idea that if you make a lot of money, you can pay off those bills faster, disposable income, you get a little bit more.
Yeah.
You get even a better hair
right,
job.
Like, wouldn't that upset you, the fact that you could probably pay off those bills in even less time?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a little frustrating. I mean, I would definitely talk to her about it, and hopefully she would understand where I was coming from.
Tyler's a lot like me.
But at the same time,
I can tell Tyler's a lot like me. He's not putting his foot down unless it's okay.
Well,
you got to ask if it's okay.
Is it okay if I put my foot down?
I think that's hard because that's impacting her actual physical appearance. And that's important. You can say what you want. But I think Tyler brings up a good point. I mean, if she is blowing the majority of the budget on doing these extra things, it's worth that conversation. But if it's not...
I would say, baby, you look good without all that.
Oh, yeah, that's please. Right.
You don't need all them nails, all that hair.
I actually prefer you without all that stuff. That natural glow up.
That's right. Plus, I got $300 in my pocket now.
Girl, you're going to be looking awful, but we're saving money.
There ain't nothing sexier than $300.
Mm-mm.
Tyler, thank you so much for the call. All right. 320-656-9453 is the phone number. Let's get some more of these texts and calls coming in. The dilemma is Caitlin and her husband are trying to get out of debt.
Yep.
She's still dropping money on nails, hair, coffee, dogs.
The way that you say
He's doing
that.
All the heavy lifting. And she's just living her best life.
Gotta do it.
Yes. On the women bashing train this morning.
That's not bashing women. How is that bashing women?
Literally verbatim of what she said.
She has a job. No, he cuts down his expenses too. I'm just saying that the girl has a few extra things she needs to get done to look good. It's all right.
Well, let's go ahead and get some more calls and texts in. Then we'll give Caitlin her judgment. 320-656-9453 is the phone number.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Is it okay for Caitlin to be dropping a bunch of money on hair and nails and coffee when her and her husband are trying to get out of debt? That's what she asked us today at Am I Wrong? She's sitting on hold right now. She can hear everything. So what's up?
Hi, good morning, Kelly.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you guys, hair and nails are not a necessity. Not all women need them. And I don't know, I think each party should have a set amount of money that they can spend each month. And how they choose to spend that money is on them. But the woman should not get extra perks of hair and nails if they're trying to conserve their finances.
So how often do you get your hair done?
I do my own hair.
There you go.
I buy the CBD box from Walmart.
Hell yeah.
I trim it myself. So I have never spent more than probably $25.
That's fair.
Getting my hair done, other than maybe a perm once every 3-4 years.
You got to get the perm.
There has to be a happy medium between living like scorched earth and spending $400 a month on physical upkeep. There has to be somewhere in between.
$400 a month? Yeah, I agree exactly. That the nails is a little crazy. It's excessive. Yeah, so I don't know. It's I don't know. Sometimes it's just with appearance. Like, I have 3 feet of hair. It's very healthy, and I have to maintain it.
If I may say, Chelsea, you are very glamorous.
Thank you.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah. And
okay.
I'm in the public eye, too, so my appearances do matter.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of women who do morning shows who come in looking like...
homeless.
Trash.
Thank you. Homeless.
They look like
I'll just
trash.
Say homeless.
Yes. And Chelsea never does, so I will give you that.
As long as your bills are getting paid and your debt is getting paid, I think if you have just a few extras, it's okay. It's okay.
It's the same with meals and cooking, though, too.
Yes.
I mean, you can put the effort into cooking at home and buying groceries, or you can go out to eat. I mean, you can put the effort into looking good at home, or you can go out and have the services done. It's just whatever your priorities are.
That's
fine.
It's
not
That's
a
fair.
Necessity.
Go ahead, I like that.
Go ahead and say it, Kelly. What? Go ahead and say it. I know you want to. Tell the board.
I'm not saying Yas Queen anymore because Brenton told me not to say it anymore. I think he's on the verge of not listening anymore. But thank you for the call this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's get a few texts in here, and then we'll give Caitlin her judgment this morning. And am I wrong? Any that are standing out to you, Chelsea?
I love Mrs. H so much. She's like, first world problems. Yeah.
Ain't that the clean truth?
And then she says, you know, she's missing the whole point. Live frugally to get out of debt. And then she can blow that money without having to feel guilty because they don't have monthly payments to make. These are very good points.
Been saying this is day one. Somebody texted in. I'm not going to say their name because it's kind of brutal.
Okay.
My fiance is filing for bankruptcy and I'm not. Ooh. Guess who sacrificed themselves to actually get out of debt and who didn't? You know what I mean?
That's not fair. But, you know, to clarify, they are both working at this school together.
The truth doesn't care if it's fair or not. It's just the truth.
First time texter says, I'm a single mom, no child support, and on a teacher's salary.
Oof.
I do a pedicure right after winter, and I get my hair and nails done once a year as well. It's a great feeling and should be budgeted in occasionally. The rest of the year, I just do my own nails and my hair the best I can. She said her kids come first. Paying off debt should be more of a priority.
Bingo.
So she compromises. She does treat herself occasionally, but it can't take away from the ultimate goal.
100%. All right. Well, should we get Caitlin back on the phone and give her a judgment?
Please do.
All right, Caitlin, you heard all the calls. You heard all the texts this morning. Your judgment, am I wrong? People think that you should probably just at least tell them, like, hey, I need these things.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, they're for maintenance. You have to keep up your appearances. You can't be looking whack. Yuck.
I think, honestly, like, I hear them. Maybe I will fess up and tell them the truth. But honestly, I know these things also make me feel good, you know? So, like, I feel like when you feel good, your attitude's better, and he should be happy to pay for those things because then I'm a better, you know, wife to him, and I'm more happy.
Holy
so
cow.
You should definitely word it exactly like that to him and see how he takes it. That would be good idea.
That's how you guys think, huh?
I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, if he wants me to be, you know, I don't know, a better mood every day, that these things help me feel better and make me look better.
Scientific studies, if you look better, you feel better, you're more productive. And as long as baby girl's still cutting out other things, I think your girl math will work out somehow.
Why it's called girl math. It's not real math. I don't get how that adds up, but here we are.
So are you? So you're still going to get these things done, but are you going to at least tell them about it?
Yeah, I will. I'll fess up. I'll come clean because I have been trying another thing, so I think he won't take it as bad.
Okay. And are you guys aren't like struggling financially? You're just trying to get out of debt?
We're just trying. Like, we still have some student loans and, you know, a little bit of credit card debt. Not too crazy, but we're definitely trying to save more and be more, you know, responsible with our money.
Good.
I'm going to be honest. If I'm this guy, I'm in heaven because he gets a get out of jail free card.
He has hundreds of dollars he can go spend
God.
Now.
Well, I just spent $1,000 on a new boat or whatever you got. Can't get mad at it. He needs it. Mental health.
Happy life.
I wish there was a rhyme about being a happy husband. That would be neat. Just to hell with us. All right. Anyway.
Okay, Kelly.
If only there was some rhyme about a husband being happy, that would be awesome. But hey, Caitlin, we appreciate you being on the air with us so much today.
Thank you.
Chelsea's going to have a look at what's trending for you on the way next. Sometimes TikTok does something that kind of interests me a little bit, though.
Okay.
Mountain Dew wine is now trending on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Now, Chelsea, I'm guessing you're a wine drinker.
I love wine.
Would you ever try Mountain Dew wine?
Heck no.
Trashy or classy?
Hang on.
Trashy.
Is it are you adding it to a nice bottle of wine, or is it the
I feel like that would be more sacrilege than making wine out of.
You're making a mixed drink out of a 1920s Sauvignon.
It's like some gamer sangria.
Is that a brand?
I'd call it the gamer sangria.
That's good. Dang good. So here's what they're doing. They're taking Mountain Dew, they're adding yeast and honey, and then letting it ferment.
Oh, like a mead.
Oh, they're making a wine out of
They're making a wine out of Mountain Dew. And they say it has like a really citrusy flavor, and it's actually, I would honestly try this. Now, I think I overdid it on Mountain Dew in my teens.
Right.
I can't stand the taste of Mountain Dew anymore.
I used to
drink it by the gallon.
There's a guy on YouTube, he makes mead, and he was making one with Mountain Dew recently.
I don't know what mead is.
It's kind of like a wine. It's what they used to drink back in the day.
It's like what the Vikings drank. It's a sweeter.
Like a frothy glass of mead?
No, honeyed wine. Yeah. It's like with some spices
in it. There's fermentation. There's big words in it.
Yeah.
But think about that. This makes the possibilities endless. You make Dr. Pepper wine, that would probably be really good.
So is this just like
23 flavors.
Is this just like the modern day Boone's Farm?
It could be. Well, you know people in prison, they make toilet wine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make wine literally in their toilet. Uh-huh. I don't know if they actually make it in the toilet, but you've heard about that.
Yeah.
That they can do. They'll like take apples and let them ferment, and then that gives off alcohol. And then
that's
they got
so crazy.
Yeah,
they got apple
like a,
toilet
yeah,
wine.
It's kind of like a moonshine.
Potatoes.
They use their fruit cups, too. They let that ferment.
Yeah.
This is interesting to me. So they're making this.
Right. Yeah. And the guy is saying that it's actually really delicious because it's like a citrusy wine.
How long does this take to make?
A couple of weeks.
I'm just picturing somebody with like a beat up pickup truck going on a date in the country, bringing the Mountain Dew wine as like a class. I got something nice for us, honey.
He's got it in an old 2-liter.
Yeah. Exactly. I got something classy.
This is wine for people who don't like wine.
Perfect.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Keefe, North Dakota, population 7. Despite there only being 7 people in Keefe, there's 3 churches there. First Russian Baptist Church, Liberty Baptist Church, and Rosenfield Baptist Church. You got a lot of options on a Sunday morning in a town that only covers 1.25 square miles, but that's why Keefe, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
In the world of radio, they tell you it takes about 2 years of working together before a show really starts to hit its stride.
Mm. 2 years?
That's the rule.
Will I be fired by then, probably?
Probably.
Okay.
If I have anything to do with it, absolutely.
We'll just move you to overnights first, then weekends.
That's where I started.
So we've been together 3 months. Not even 3 months yet. So we're all still getting to know each other very well. So every once in a while, every couple of weeks, we like to do a staff quiz.
We do.
To find out, are we getting to know each other? Are things progressing? So at the 2-year mark, we will have something going for ourselves.
Relationship goals.
That's right.
In a workplace.
Absolutely.
In a safe, consensual workplace.
So we've all come up with 3 questions about our character, about who we are, sure. And we're going to see do the other members of the team know the answers to
Ooh.
These.
Yeah.
Chelsea, would you like to go first?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Kelly. All right. So my first question, what is my guilty pleasure?
Oh, God, you have so many. Making out with your dogs?
Yeah, that's got to be the top answer, right?
Tongue.
No, just mouths.
If it was socially acceptable, you would definitely tongue kiss your dog.
That's so gross. You know these are like my kids, right? That would be like making out with my kids.
I don't know what to tell you.
Gross.
Your guilty pleasure is... sweets.
Devouring as many Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster as you possibly can in one sitting.
Oh my gosh, you are so close.
I know you like those though.
You are so close.
What would the correct answer have been?
My favorite thing in the whole world is reading books. I like to drink cheap wine and have Cheez-Its, so it's like cheese and wine.
Mm. Well, you've never told us this before. We wouldn't have known this, but I'm glad that we're learning this.
Chris the other day, he told me I've over 400 books, and he's like, you need to get rid of your books, but I keep them.
You can't get rid of books. Allison, my girlfriend, has like 4 bookshelves, and she has a box full of books. That we will never get rid of because she has to have
Allison and I need to hang out.
Serious question. Is there an emotional attachment to the books? That's why you can't get rid of it?
They're so good. They're such an escape.
Will you reread them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I take the characters with me, and I love storytelling, and I prefer romance novels.
Does not shock me one bit of anything we just heard.
Oh. Which is funny because I have a Bible on one side and I have 50 Shades of Grey on the other
side. Sounds like you need it.
Fabio.
All right. So we didn't know that one.
There you go.
But now we know something about you.
So Cheez-Its, wine, and a book is always going to make me happy.
Mm. What kind of Cheez-Its, though? Says a lot about you.
Ooh. Okay, so I like the classics.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with that. And then I like the ones where that are half and half, like the pepper jack or the white cheddar with the sharp cheddar.
Oh, those are fancy, though.
Those are both respectable answers.
Thank
those are
you.
Fancy. And I'll allow it.
And you feel bougie because it's $3 for the box, and I can't always afford really nice cheese.
Well, you spent it all on your horse. That's probably true.
See,
why.
See, thank you. I can, girl can budget.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, where did I rescue? Both of my dogs are rescues, so where did I rescue them from?
The Humane Society.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
From a puppy mill.
Delilah was rescued.
Bingo.
From a puppy mill. It was actually a farm where he was constantly breeding her mom.
Okay.
It was the saddest situation.
Oh, geez, that's terrible.
Now you see why I love my dog so much.
What about the other one?
And then Daisy, my Dalmatian, she was abandoned after their house foreclosed. This was right after the recession. And they just left their dogs in their backyard.
Oh, God.
So her dad hopped the fence, got hit by a car, died.
That's terrible.
Was so emaciated that all the puppies died except for Daisy and her sister. And so they were picked up and rescued, and I adopted Daisy. She was 8 weeks old. See, that's my baby.
It's a wild story. All right, next question.
All right. Now, lightheartedness.
Thank you.
What was the first fish I ever caught?
It's got to be a northern pike.
A muskellunge.
Oh, no.
The muskellunge.
Oh, that was super Minnesota. No. 5 years old. Caught a largemouth bass.
Ah, big mouth billy bass.
And fun.
I hooked my dad. It was shoreline fishing because we didn't get a boat till later. My dad's scared of water, but he likes boats.
Okay.
Oh, boy,
that's got to be a fun boat ride.
Ah!
Got 7 life jackets on.
I'm telling you, the whole docking, that could take all day. But I actually hooked my dad in his tookus.
That's probably why he doesn't like the water anymore.
With a treble hook. But there you go. I landed a bass, and we mounted it. So,
all right. I got some questions here for you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
I have a son and a daughter named Presley and Vincent.
Yes, you do.
How old are they?
Oh, I got it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
13.
Yep.
And she doesn't have her permit, but I would say 15.
Oh.
She's 14 then, huh?
13 and 14. We got what they used to call Irish twins.
Back in the day.
See, I didn't want to assume.
They're very close in age.
That's right, because they're both teenagers now.
Yeah. We had them very close.
Yeah.
Speaking of my family, my wife is of Mexican descent.
Yes, she is.
What was her maiden name that I wish she would have kept? Hold on, let's see if Brian Riley knows this one.
I got this.
Oh, you both know it?
Well, it's because it's close to my mom's side of the family's name.
Oh, okay.
De la Isla.
De la Isla.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's right.
Of the island. And I always say it in a Caribbean accent.
I wish she would have kept her maiden name.
Yeah.
Or, honest to God, I would have taken my wife's maiden name.
It's so good.
You should have.
I know.
Kelly De
la Isla. Would have been super progressive.
I wish that my kid's last name was De la Isla.
Dude, you could do it legally.
I would love that.
This would be hilarious because that would be your name, right? And then people meet you and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
I would be interesting then.
I can't wait to meet your wife and then you show up.
De la Isla.
I would be interesting to people then. All right. Where do I want to work as my side hustle?
Got it.
Subway.
What?
Subway.
That's correct.
Run it through the garden.
That's right. I want to be a sandwich artist. Whenever my life calms down a little bit and I have a more set schedule, I'm applying at Subway. And I don't care what you say, Brian Riley.
Honestly, that is the saddest life I think I've ever
Why?
Had. When my life slows down, I want to work at Subway. I mean, I honestly have never met somebody that said that in a sentence.
Here's what I predict. Kelly will do one 4-hour shift. And then that'll be good. That will fulfill his whole life.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to cry in the parking lot and then drive home and not make it to his first shift.
Chelsea, I one time got a job at a hardware store and showed up for my first day of work, sat in the parking lot, cried because I felt like my life was just over. Because I was like, I can't believe that I'm having to work 2 jobs just to get by. Went home and never called them again.
Kelly, I worked 5 jobs one year.
Hey.
It was like 2 years ago.
You don't have kids, though. It's different when you have kids. And then you're spending no time with your kids. All right. Well, you guys did really good. I must be super generic because you guys knew all of them.
No, you're very interesting.
Thank you.
We listen.
All right. Now, Brian Riley, come on, give us yours.
All right. Where did I live before coming to St. Cloud?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, shucky darn. I know it was near, wait a minute, Cold Spring.
Nope.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder is cool.
Winona
I mean, not, Not her exactly, but right. The city of Winona, which, by the way, not a fan.
The Miami Winona. Of the Midwest?
The Miami of the Minnesota is what they call
it. I was going to say that, but I didn't think you lived there because I thought you were driving.
All right, what's the next one?
I lived there. Okay. What's the dumbest way I have broken a bone? I feel like I brought this up on air before.
I bet you punched a wall.
Nope. I'm not angry at that.
I don't think I heard this.
I don't know if you have.
Was it yawning or something?
Like that? Can I ask?
I was 13.
Okay, you're 13. I was just going to ask that.
You're riding 13? A un biciclete?
Close.
Oh, it's because skateboarding.
Nope. I was bowling. I broke my thumb bowling.
You did say that. And you continued to bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, and this is the guy who claims he's a finely tuned athlete.
I was still in the minor leagues then.
Now he is.
Now I'm in the pros.
All right, next question.
Last question. My cousin played in which professional sports league?
Oh, I know this one. Do you know this one, Chelsea?
And by the way, he's my first cousin. Like, he's legit my cousin.
Yeah, this isn't like
he
loosely.
He was a football player.
NFL?
Yeah.
NFL is correct.
What
NFL.
Was his name again?
Kenny Stills.
And what?
Kenny
where Still. Did he play?
He was a wide receiver. He went to Oklahoma, and then he got drafted by the Saints.
Does he still play?
No, I think he's officially retired.
Okay.
And then he played for Miami, Houston. And he was on the practice squad for the
Sounds like he wasn't that good if he's getting traded around.
He was on a fantasy football team. He got me points once. And I never drafted
him. Sounds like he sucked if he was getting traded all the time.
He was
like
on
that.
The practice squad.
No, it's because he was wanted.
Mm.
By the law.
Hey, but now we all know a little bit more about each other.
Hey, how about
this
that?
This is how you build a successful morning show. So we'll do it again in a couple of weeks. Get your questions ready. Chelsea, what do you have coming up next and what's trending?
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
There's nothing worse when you feel that headache coming on and you know it's going to get worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wake up feeling a little bit off. You didn't even drink the night before, but for some reason you got a headache.
Tension headaches, migraine headaches, headaches.
I'm glad that you said that, Chelsea, because migraine headaches, about 25% of the world's population suffers from severe migraine headaches.
I feel for them.
That's got to be absolutely terrible, which is, I was about to tell a statistic that didn't matter, but
good.
Anyway, tension headaches, about 89% of the world's population suffers from those.
Yeah.
We all get tension headaches, and then you have sinus headaches.
Oh, those are even worse.
All the headaches that round out the headache categories, right?
Sure.
Can you have all of them at once, or is that just considered like a tumor?
You'd probably die at that point.
It's called death.
But let me tell you about 4% of the population
of the
Earth.
Please do.
4% of the population of this rock that we live on called Earth have never experienced a headache in their life. 4% of people.
How is that possible?
They just don't. Their brain
what
chemistry.
Do they live in?
All different countries from all over the world.
You know.
And they're older and they've been through life and they haven't
these
had
are
a
all,
single
These are all adults. I can't imagine making it through life without a headache.
I met a kid in middle school that said he'd never had a headache, but I haven't asked him since.
Okay.
We were in middle school. He's like, I've never had a headache.
His life might have been easy breezy up until
then. Yeah, might have been.
I feel like you haven't lived enough life if you haven't had a headache.
I believe it, though, because I didn't have a bloody nose until 4 years ago. I know it's not the same
really?
Thing, but yeah. And the only reason I got it was because I had a softball right into the face.
I used to wake up. I used to get bloody noses in my sleep, and I would wake up with blood all over my face and pillow.
You like killed someone while you were sleeping?
No, but it was. I'd go look in the mirror and I'd be like, "Oh, dang! I had a blood. Like my eye would be like crusted shut with
Couldn't
blood.
Open up
this
in the morning.
This is a lot.
That is gross, right? I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I mean, I was a kid. I was a kid having a bloody nose.
You're just picking your nose that hard in your sleep.
No, they don't just happen from picking your nose.
Dry air,
right?
All that. Well, I bet you it was because of the smoking in the house.
Well, and do you know how my dad used to heat our house?
No.
And we actually got red tagged by the city for this one time because he started a fire in our chimney. So my dad used to have a wood-burning stove in our basement.
Yeah.
Right? But he just piped it into the same chimney that was for the furnace.
Trashy.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't just do that in a home. So we had, not only did I have two parents smoking about a carton a day, I also had our house being heated by wood. There was no drier house in the Twin Cities than our home.
Is this why you went to HVAC school?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You try taking a shower, the water evaporates before it hits your skin.
So how many headaches did you have growing up?
Honestly, I had a lot of headaches as a kid. I wasn't getting no oxygen.
Oh,
first time Kelly saw an air purifier or humidifier. What is this? They make these contraptions?
You can put moisture back in the air?
This air doesn't hurt to breathe.
Gil, you're not going to believe this invention.
That's crazy, though, that 4% of people
never have had a headache in their life.
I bet you they drink so hard.
No, because that would cause headaches.
Not if you don't
get them.
Right.
That's dehydration.
It doesn't matter. They don't get the headaches.
I kind of want to give them a headache.
God, that would be sweet.
Well, none of us are in this 4%.
No.
Oh.
I get headaches all the time.
But now you know that they're out there.
My brain's so big.
And maybe you didn't find this one interesting. Maybe you think Brian is full of malarkey.
Not.
Either way, I'll have another one for you again tomorrow. And again, I might be the only one that finds it interesting. And that's okay, because sometimes... Welcome to the bonus track. It's our very first break of the day that we tack on the end of the podcast. Can you imagine living in a van down by the river?
You can.
I would love to. Absolutely love to.
Kelly wants to go live, be a mountain man, then come to work.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go the other way. I've had enough of technology.
Until it comes to bugs. Ooh,
Brian,
bugs.
I don't mind bugs.
Brian, you think that's actually going to happen? Kelly is just living
him,
it up?
I give him 12 hours.
Jeez. Anyway, you'll hear it all right now. This is our bonus track. We tag it on the end of the podcast. Right on. I bet I will. I don't care.
Wow.
Are you angry?
No, I'm ready to do it this morning.
Heck yeah, brother. Cholula?
I feel good. I haven't been allowing my dog to sleep under the bed anymore ever since he got kennel cough.
Oh, Jack.
You brought the hand, huh?
And I am sleeping so well now that it's like, man, what was he doing to me in the middle of the night?
Where
that
does
I was
he sleep now?
Out in the living room, like a dog should.
I like that you finally asserted your dominance in the house. It just came to the dog first.
Well, I'll start with the dog, and then I'll work my way through the kids, and finally I'll ask my wife if I can start wearing the pants in the family.
I like that you have to ask your wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me, do those pants fit me?
I tuck my dogs in each night.
Yeah, but you're
weird.
Their
beds are all there. Delilah likes to sleep under the bed.
You're weird, and you don't have kids.
Uh-huh.
The two are exclusive from each other, I'm saying.
They're just my babies.
601.
Oof.
They're so good.
1 minute into the show, Chelsea's already talking about the dogs.
I am part of the Dink group.
Double income, no kids.
That's right. And you know what? It feels really good.
Well, if you have nothing to compare it to, it probably would. But
flex, man.
I'm getting such good sleep that I feel like a totally different man. Because my dog is a puggle, so he'd be like sneezing under the bed all night. And then he'd go, like he couldn't get breath. And then he'd stand up and shake. And I was so he's probably waking me up every 15 minutes.
Is he okay in the living room?
I don't care.
Did you go and check on him?
I don't care.
Did your wife go and check
I hold
him?
A mirror in front of his nose every morning to make sure he's still alive, and then I go off to work.
You sent me that picture, and I was a little concerned.
He sleeps weird, right?
His neck, so he's in this fluffy bed, which is sweet, because I thought you'd make him sleep on concrete, by the way that you talk about him, or like in a box, and his head is laying over the side. And I'm just like, is his neck broken?
No, he's old. I mean, he's like 14 years old. He's
so he falls apart when he lays in his
I think
bed.
When he sleeps, he sees his dead relatives. I don't know what's going on, but
geez.
I know the Rainbow Bridge is not too far in his future.
Oh my gosh.
So this summer, what are your guys' plans for this summer? Like, are you guys
working?
Staying in town? You got big vacation plans?
I don't know. I'll probably have a white girl summer, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Something along those
Hot
lines.
Hot girl summer.
Yeah. I'm excited because we have, for a couple different weekends, we have the cabin booked for family time. So that's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah.
We have a lot of concerts coming up this summer, which I'm equally excited for. Yeah, and I think just getting outside.
I was trying to tell my wife that I want to, like, stay in a tent during the week in the summertime.
Because
my wife has summers off. She works for the school system, so she has summers off. My kids have summers off because they're kids. And I was like, what if... Like, I drive an hour to work already, right? What if I just went an hour further north to a lake, and we stayed in a tent, and, like, I just got up and came to work in the mornings and did it that way?
Uh-huh.
She's not down. Here's why she's not down. She's worried there might be a tornado or something. She was like, I would certainly be down to go camping during the week. If you would, you know, got up and went to work.
You know how miserable you would be?
So wait a minute. Your family would just live in this tent?
For an extended period of time.
For an extended period of time.
Because we can't afford... I want to stay on a lake in the summer. I can't afford to rent a cabin for weeks on end.
Where are you going
to
shower? Tenting gets so gross.
Here, in the bathroom.
Nice white... Yeah. Now wet wipe shower.
We'll be on a lake. I'll take a shower when I get home in the lake.
I know some people like this, where their cabin is like 30 minutes away from their work. And so they will...
Awesome.
They'll escape to their little... And it's nothing glamorous.
Right.
You don't
well,
want
neither's
that.
A tent.
You don't want that. You know what I mean? So they camp... But then it's a little bit rough cleaning up and coming back to, you know, civilian land here at work.
I think I could do it. I maybe want to do it just on my own. Go stay in a tent for a couple of weeks by myself.
I want this to happen.
Because when we go to our cabin, you know, we do the typical Midwestern vacation where we rent a cabin in the summertime and we all go there.
Yep.
I've been doing it since I was 10 years old.
Yeah. Sure.
And I love it. I look forward to it every year.
Sure.
But I never, ever use the shower there. I always clean up in the lake. I grab my shampoo and my soap and hit the lake.
Yeah.
That's trashy.
With all the fish.
That's trashy.
I don't think it is trashy.
Look, I mean, mean,
you think the water coming out of your spigot is pure? Give me a break. It's got so much chlorine in it, it's killing your brainstem.
Well, I mean, what else is new? Something else is going to kill me.
I've been to the water treatment plant, so I know it does something.
It adds chlorine to our water.
Would you drink lake water?
No. It'll give me digestive issues. But that doesn't mean it's not clean. It just means that my digestive system
I want you to do this. I want you to go out and I want you to sleep in a tent for a week. And I want to see how you feel on Wednesday.
Probably tired.
Wednesday, you're going to be like, this is the worst decision.
A little tired.
I'm surprised that your back could even withstand that. Like, would you sleep on a cot or an inflatable mattress?
I'm pretty resilient. For my age, I'm pretty resilient.
What are you sleeping in? A sleeping bag on the ground?
With an air mattress.
Oh, an air mattress.
Oh, see, yeah, because you're not really roughing it.
And it's probably a double stack.
an air mattress is luxury?
Some of them are nicer than the mattress I sleep
on. Those double stacked ones. And they have like a little pillow at the top, too.
I want you to do this. I 100% believe you could do this.
So check this out. About this, they took a poll of 30,000 people, okay?
Okay.
And they asked them, would you live in a tent for an entire summertime? Would you live in an RV? Would you live in a van? You know, van life channels on YouTube are super popular. I watch a lot of them.
You know, I could do maybe like an Airstream. I can handle that. I need to have some sort of a shower, some sort of water.
No, I don't. 36% of the 30,000 people that they asked this question said, yes, I would not mind literally living in a van down by the river.
How many people did you say?
30,000.
All idiots.
36% of those, so what is that, about 9,000 people said, yeah, I'll live in a van down by the river. Fine.
12,000, all idiots.
Why?
Because there's no shower, there's no toilet.
Right.
You're sleeping in a van down by the river.
We've come full circle.
What do you mean?
He's going to come in with bug bites. It's going to be the week that there's a thunderstorm every day.
Well, then I would leave. I would leave instantly.
Have you seen the meme of it was like 1994? It was Chris Farley and he goes, of course, dude. You live living in a van down by the river is a bad thing. And now it's 2024. For $30,000, you could live in a van down by the river.
It's a dream.
Oh my gosh.
I was just telling my wife that I was like, I want to eat this summer up. As my daughter would say, I want to eat and leave no crumbs.
Ooh.
That's something the kids say.
Camping is amazing. Would you want to leave the campsite, though? Would you honestly want to leave all that freedom and being out in nature to come back to work?
Of course I would.
It's really? Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Such a good bit.
Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
You know who wrote this segment for Saturday Night Live was Bob Odenkirk.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who played Saul, Better Call Saul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
In Breaking Bad, he wrote this on SNL. He was a writer on SNL back in the
day. That's really cool.
So funny.
I think you should get into the hobby of making van RVs, like van life.
Dude, I do not have time or skill.
Get rid of the boat. You don't have a boat.
Not yet.
Well.
It's sitting there waiting for
look,
it.
Brian, where would he put his family?
He doesn't need them.
Okay,
he's talking about going an hour north, bring the van.
Now, that's talking like a guy who does not have a family.
You're right, I don't. I have nothing. I'll leave it all behind.
Just leave.
What'd you say? Something about crumbs and leave them behind or something like that?
Eat and leave no crumbs.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving the crumbs. See you later.
That's what the kids say.
Maybe
it won't happen, but it is my dream to just be by a lake all summer.
I want you to do this.
I did that back in 2020. I did stay at a cabin for about a month.
Was it a tent?
As I was looking for a place. No, it was a simple cabin, and the lake was 15, 16 feet out from my door.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was hard to leave every day.
Well, we also don't all make Chelsea money either. But,
I got to figure out who signed that contract.
Not all of us can afford a cabin. Was your horse there, too?
Yeah, probably grazing. It's probably a clean lake, too. No fish. Just perfection.
No fish. Of course there's fish.
Well, not in your lake.
It is nice, though. I like cabin life.
All right. We've come off the rails. Not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
I want you to do it. I want you to do it for a week. I would be willing to throw money down.
Now we're talking.
I'm willing to bet that you would hate every second of it. I'd be willing to throw money down to confirm that.
He wants to tent it, though.
I'll go tent a week with you.
In
the same tent.
I want you guys to tent it. You guys broadcast the show from there.
That's even better. Can you have your boat by then?
That'd be hilarious.
If you have your boat by then, we could do it live
from Survivor.
The boat.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Brian could fish for you every day, Kelly.
Should we do some history, guys?
Okay. I'll provide.
I've derailed the show. 6:09 and I've already been boring. All right, here we go. Look, at Mary says campgrounds have showers. Yeah, boom. Yeah. You should check out Spider Shores.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds terrible. I'm not laying on the ground anywhere named Spider Shores.
Ooh,
that's for dang
all those
sure.
legs coming at you.
It was on this day back in 1985.
The bracing sparkle and the bit of quick energy you get in Coke makes it the perfect refreshment every time. It gives you a bright little lift. It brings you back so refreshed so quickly.
Well, that's because it had cocaine in it. But back in 1985, Coke introduced their new formula. One of the biggest corporate debacles of all time was New Coke. You guys are both too young to remember this.
Yeah, I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
1985, yes, I was walking God's green earth.
I was about 30 then.
Leave.
Where?
Go to your tent.
Okay, so what did they do?
They brought Coke introduced their new formula in 1985, which I don't think it even lasted that long. And that's when Coca-Cola Classic came back.
I love Coca-Cola Classic.
Well, that's the original Coke. But this in 1985, they tried to switch up their formula. Like, they had a winning product, and they tried to switch it up. And then it just tasted like Pepsi.
Oh, we went out to dinner last night, and the waitress asked my dad if Pepsi was okay. And he said, "Are you kidding me?" And he just stared her down. It was awkward.
That is awkward.
They're not the same.
Jeez, dude, get a glass of water.
I know. And he did.
It was on this day in 1989. Some people stand in the dark. Baywatch debuted on this day. I have never seen a full episode of Baywatch.
Me either. I've seen the intro thousands of times, though.
I'm excited to see people run on the sand. I don't think you can do it like that.
Nobody runs like Pamela. Nobody.
Easy now.
It was in 1988.
The smoke permeates the whole cabin. It's bad for the smokers. It's bad for the non-smokers. It's even worse for the non-smokers because they are bothered by somebody else's bad habit.
In 1988, smoking was first banned on flights. I cannot imagine getting on an airplane where smoking was allowed.
Oh, when was this? What'd you say?
1988.
It was banned. Wow.
Oh, man.
God, the freedom, though.
That had to be just the grossest.
Up top, drinking a whiskey on the rocks, smoking a cigarette, though.
And then they had to pay like thousands of dollars. They had the no smoking signs installed. And then when you go into the bathroom in an airplane where they're like, no smoking, isn't it a crime?
It's a federal offense. Yeah. You can't be lighting up on a plane. But I just can't imagine being in that tube.
Oh,
and
yeah,
people
small.
Are smoking. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. Did we all grow up with parents who smoked?
No.
Yeah.
So, being in the car with just two smokers was terrible. I can't imagine being in an airplane with 30 of them.
And it just circulates around.
Just like a bar. Back when they used to just fill up.
Yeah.
They were a lot bigger.
Grody to the max. Celebrating a birthday today.
I am not officially done. I'm close, bud. You know that moment in the sunset when it starts to go down? Man, it's going down real fast.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. I love it, and I still feel fluent, and I would like to say goodbye when I still feel fluent.
That's the one, the only John Cena.
I had such a big crush on him.
One of the few guys who did a lot outside of wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of acting.
What was it? He did, like, the most make-a-wishes or something like that?
He's just an awesome guy.
Aww.
The Rock could learn something from him. How old is John Cena today? Brian Riley, do you know?
48.
All right, 48 for Brian Riley. Chelsea?
I'm going to say 46.
46. You guys split the difference. He's right in the middle. John Cena is 47 today.
That's what I meant.
What a snack.
One of my favorite comedians of all time, and I don't know if I would find this guy so funny if I was not married to a Mexican, because the jokes that he makes, I've seen all this play out in real life, and it's just so spot on for the way Mexican families are. But it is George Lopez's birthday today.
Everything was null. Birthday party? No, que birthday party. Mira, cabrón. You got a lot of things already. You don't need a party. So you can show off? No. Why are you crying now? No. Chuck E. Cheese, you want to see a mouse? Pull the refrigerator out. Mouse back there. Pull it out. What's up on your feet?
is funny.
Go to my grandma's house, be like, I'm bored. She's like, you're bored? You want to go wash? Go clean the bathroom. Yeah, I get that. 100%.
Every time I hear George Lopez, it's like hanging out with my wife's Houston family. Like, it's so spot on to the way
they are. I love that. But he does love his family so much.
How old is George Lopez today? Does anybody know? Chelsea?
56.
All right.
65.
Ooh. 65 for Brian. You're both wrong. He is 60. Oops, the little thing popped up. He's 63 today.
I was close.
Close, yeah.
We'll take it.
And of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well. We actually have Triple G on the phone with us right now. Triple G, longtime listener of the show. He always calls in with a dirty joke that we can never put on the air.
Never once.
But we love talking to him anyway, and he had a special birthday request this morning. What's up, Triple G?
Not much. My wife's birthday today. Can you do a huge favor?
Hell yeah. What do you want?
My best friend from Tim McGraw to a happy birthday, Shannon.
My best friend by Tim McGraw. I know Chelsea wouldn't mind hearing it, so she can relive the concert in the tight jeans the other night.
Oh, man, that booty.
All she cares about is the pants.
I didn't mean to ruin the birthday, Triple G. Brian Riley, are you cool with it?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
All right, we can do that for you, Triple G.
You guys are the best.